Yes, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. So what does today mean to you?
Well, look, for all of us that we are organizing the Rally on Invasion Day, is the day means the 228 years of the tragedy since the arrival of the first fleet, the invasion of the country, the genocide of the Aboriginal people. And now, after 228 years, the situation of Aboriginal people is no better. Even in a rich country like ours, no one is in good condition. You can see the health index, the education, the housing, and particularly the rights. Mm. They got not the same rights that the rest of this country, and that's why it's a very, very bad situation for them.
Now, a lot of what you're marching for is, I guess, Australia's reluctance to look at its history and at its past. Why do you think this country is so reluctant to look back at what happened and address it?
Because there is a big problem. For White Australia, they have to wipe out every single thing that remember everyone about the Aboriginal people. The reason is very simple. All the wealth that every white people is so happy to present, that Australia is a wealth country, blah, 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 is built on the land. Every single thing, since the minerals, the making the life of many people rich, the places where the farmers have become rich in the years and years of exporting all the products, mm-hmm. and in the cities, the speculation in the land is based on the possibility, because the lands belongs to them, not to the Aboriginal people. That is a reality. That is the problem. Okay, that is a problem. It's that we can go around and around and around, but the problem is an economic problem, a money problem.
Okay.
If they recognize the sovereignty of this land to the Aboriginal people, what's going to happen?
Mm.
What could happen? No one knows, because if there's a sovereignty here, they got the right to get back all the wealth that was used for some other things that has nothing to do with it. And this is the first point. It's a basic point, okay? And that start from there. Start the racism. We are better than you. Without us, you wouldn't be here. Obviously, because they've been here for more than 40,000 years. Now someone is talking about 100,000 years, and anything that the way that the Aboriginal people use the land, the relation with the land, was so different that it wouldn't be so, if even to the last 228 years, it wouldn't be so destroyed that the white invasion did. That you can go around places where the trees are being cut, looking here in Sydney, to put a transport system, they are cutting trees for 300 years, and with no regard for anything. Mm. And that is a situation that make you think, why they trying to, for in any way, to wipe out the Aboriginal people? It is. Is the possibility that even in the now the cases of the Hunting communities in Western Australia, why what cut the services? Why cut the water? Why cut the money for education, health, and so on? Why cut it? It's cut it because they don't want them there.
Mm.
They want to take back the land that for now. Belongs clearly to the Aboriginal people. They want to take it back, and that's why is the this sort of things is every day is a little thing more. Every day is because it's like the greed is is growing and growing. That's the situation. That's why they don't want to recognize the original people. Mm. Or they want to say, oh, we are all one country. No, we are not one country. Okay? We are probably three or four different countries in this place. The original people, the white people, particularly the rich, the refugees was another country, the migrants probably has to live in a different country, and so on. Ah, but we are all Australian. No, we are not all Australians, okay?
That's why
it's a situation that we are living, and that's a situation that don't recognize Aboriginal people.
Tell us about the march that's happening this morning. Where will it start, and where are you looking to go?
Yeah, the march is starting at 10 o'clock at the block in Redfern, near the railway station. And we'll be marching towards Town Hall, where there will be some speakers at the start, as usual, some speakers in Town Hall. There will be stops on the way, like Central Station, Goulburn, where we're trying to talk to the people around in the city to explain what we're doing and why are we doing what we're doing. And after that, we will go to the Australian Hall. The Australian Hall is a building on Elizabeth Street, 150 Elizabeth Street, particularly. It's the place where, for the first time in 1938, was held the mourning day.
Day of mourning.
The first expression of the Aboriginal people, the disagreement was going on, public disagreement with a lot of people, with a march and everything, was in 1938. Mm-hmm. And we want to go there to pay the respect to the people that started that, okay?
All right. It's going to be a really interesting day, Raoul. Thanks for talking to us on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to present the situation of Aboriginal people.